Welcome to Smart Marketing. Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. This is Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, and your host. Welcome, and the whole premise of this show is it's your show. We want to try and help you work smarter, outthink, outflank, outmaneuver without outspending larger competition. And we do that through a number of ways. Guests that we have from time to time, and you can go up and reach out to hear past radio shows. But one of the things that we do to help is we have four LinkedIn groups that are worth you taking a look at and perhaps getting involved with in discussions. There are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same as the show's name, Celebrities for Marketing, Creative Thinkers Forum, and Fearless Marketers, for those of you who aren't afraid to step outside the box and be a little bit more imaginative. We have a blog called smartmarketingmoves.com, and you can reach me directly at our email, marketingsmartly@aol.com. We want to hear from you. We want to do things that will interest you. What we're going to cover tonight are a couple of things. So I want to make sure that one of the subject matters that we're going to cover is what really is marketing? Because you can put 25 marketing consultants in a room and you've got 25 different definitions of marketing at minimum. We're going to talk about that. I get a lot of questions related to spam, and I found an interesting article on 7 steps to avoid spam, so we will talk about that as well. And if we have time, we're going to talk about why people buy. We're also introducing, I shouldn't say introducing, we've had this before in the show, a thing coming out of a book that I am writing called Smart Thoughts for Smart Thinkers. And basically it is an idea of taking quotations, interpreting them, and what we hope to have is where you'll be able to reinterpret them on a website or in the book itself. And we will put these into the show on a every so often basis. The idea, it's the whole basis of the show, is to stimulate your thinking, motivate you to think beyond the norm. Activate your thinking. So we stimulate, educate, activate, and hopefully motivate you. So I want to start off with one of those quotes by Rudyard Kipling. He said, I keep 6 honest men. They have taught me all I know. Their names are what, why, when, how, where, and who. Translated, it is simply the art of asking the right questions is invaluable to gaining the most beneficial results. So think about that, because asking questions is key to a successful marketer. But we want to talk about the point of what is marketing. And we will get into that in one moment, because I have misplaced my glasses. And always makes it a little bit more difficult. Okay. What really is marketing? Now, there was a wonderful quote. I don't know who it was. I think it was the famous philosopher Anonymous. He said, I met a former business owner. Well, let me reemphasize that. I met a former business owner who never had time to spend on marketing. Now he does. You know, marketing really is a process of acquiring customers and keeping them. That's it. No great mystery. Without customers, a business does not survive. Without happy, satisfied customers, a business doesn't grow. The best quote I've ever heard of marketing was by a gentleman named Theodore Levitt in a book called Marketing for Growth, written in 1969. He was in the Harvard Business School. And he said, marketing is all the auxiliary big things and all the troublesome little things that must be done in every nook and cranny of the entire corporate organization in order to achieve the purpose of attracting and holding a customer. So you think about that and you wonder why so many business owners are confused about marketing their products and or their services. Why do some in the industry succeed greatly and others barely exist or fail? It's not always the lack of capital. It's a failure of understanding what the various elements of marketing are and how they work together. It's a failure to examine all the troublesome little things within their business that affect the effort to gain customers and retain them. Marketing is not difficult. Truly, it is not difficult. You know, marketing does not need to be expensive. Marketing produces a better bottom line, that's true. But marketing also requires discipline. Good marketing requires an open-minded attitude and a willingness to think outside the box. When you look at some of the companies that have succeeded tremendously today, it's because they looked at what was out there, what I call Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity. They examined what was in the marketplace and the areas that they were concentrating. They looked at what was the similarities, what were the sameness factors. And when you do that, when you examine closely, you will always find overlooked, untapped, unfulfilled opportunities. And that's where many new businesses start. So the key to it is, you know, you got to have that willingness to think outside the box, not be afraid to try new things. Now, small business owners will always ask themselves questions, constantly challenging their own thinking, or I should say not small business owners, smart business owners. You know, questions they should be asking that open their mind about how they operate and what they should be doing. Now, we put clients through a questioning process known as a marketing needs analysis. We do that to get a clear understanding of the marketing strengths and weaknesses of a company. Then this helps a firm build on their strengths and strengthen their weaknesses. Here's a brief sampling of some of the questions from our marketing needs analysis that every business owner should be asking. And it goes back to the point, and I'll take another quote by a gentleman named Robert Heller. Effective management always means asking the right questions. So what questions do you ask? Well, here's a few to ponder. How easy or difficult are you to do business with? I mean that seriously. Are you user-friendly? How easy or difficult are you to do business with? Have you ever surveyed your customer base and asked them to rate your quality of service? If you haven't, you're missing a great opportunity. And don't be scared if it comes back with bad news, because that gives you the opportunity to turn things into where you will get good news in the future. Another question, what is your percentage of customer turnover? Have you ever really examined why a customer leaves you? You know, it's one thing that you should always be doing is communicating with your customers on how they can be better served and everything else. But it doesn't hurt that if a customer leaves you, go to them and say, we're sorry to have lost you, but can we learn from what mistake you think we may have made? And you'd be amazed how easily people will be willing to let you know. A lot of people love to criticize. All right. Another question. If you have employees, what do your employees think of you, of management? What do they think of management? Because how does that affect your customer relationships? If management is not held in high regard by its employees, you will find a correlation that customers are not held in high regard by the employees equally. And it is important to build that team effort, that teamwork, that relationship with your employees, which will translate into an enhanced relationship with customers and prospects. All right. you have a product or service, do you have any idea how big the market is for that? Do you? If you do know, you should be asking yourself the question, are you getting your fair share? And if you don't know, you need to find out in order to find out if you're getting your fair share. All right, so another question to be asking yourself, are you aware of all the factors affecting your market? And how do you use these to your advantage? This goes back to the point I mentioned before about overlooked, untapped, unfulfilled opportunities. Some people look at things and say there's problems. Other people look at problems and say there are opportunities. Winston Churchill said that a long time ago. A problem is an opportunity, and it really is. So key is identify problems that you may be having and say, okay, how can I turn these into a positive factor? How can I use them to my advantage? Then comes back another point, and this goes back to relationships with customers. A question you should be asking is, what is your customer's perception of your firm? You know, and how do you find out and use it to grow your business? Well, one of the ways you find it is just as we mentioned before. You ask questions. You develop conversations with your clients. I also recommend creating conversations with your vendors, and you certainly should be talking to your employees. If you're going to build a team, everybody that is impacted by the success of your business, which are employees and vendors as well, they should be feeling that they're part of the team and their input is welcomed. So, and there's no doubt that you need to do that with your customer all the time, because it isn't being done all the time by everybody. It sets you aside. It puts you up on a higher status with the customer. Have you ever thought about this question? What is your most important asset? Why do you think it is? Now, how can it benefit your marketing efforts? You have to take a hard look at your business. What is the most important business asset you have? Is it your skills, your talents, your patents? The key to it is, what is it? And when you have identified what it is, think about how can you benefit more from incorporating it into your marketing efforts. All right, competition. What is your competition doing to build market share? You really need to take a close look at competition all the time. You want to keep your pulse, your hand on the pulse of the competition. You want on the market. You want to know what's going on. And then you need to be asking yourself, all right, how can you outsmart, outflank, and outmaneuver your competition without outspending them? It's back to that thinking outside the box. Part of the problem is people tend to be reactive rather than proactive. And what you need to be is proactive and constantly being out there asking questions and looking on how can you operate and market yourself better. Do you have a competitive edge in the marketplace? Think about that. Do you have a competitive edge in the marketplace? Or are you just a me too operation? You know, you need to find a competitive edge. And you even have to look at it, is it a way to make it proprietary and perhaps difficult to duplicate? Just discussing something with someone now where we're licensing a property that no one else has, and that will be used in the client's business, and that gives them a competitive edge in the marketplace. So you want to look at, you know, what can you do to make something proprietary and then make it thus difficult for your competition to duplicate? Have you ever taken time to profile your customer? You know, if someone was to ask you who your customer was, Do you have an idea? Do you have a sense of their age group? Do you have a sense of their culture? Do you have a sense of their needs? You know, what is the best profile for the growth of your business? You need to identify what those characteristics are that makes up your customer, because you can learn and identify from that effort to find new customers. All right. Where is your business coming from? Are you overlooking other areas of potential revenue? So the key to it is, and a good example is a company that invented, in a sense, the cell phone, the smartphone, BlackBerry. But they neglected looking at how could they diversify, how could they improve. You look at Apple with Steve Jobs and all the things that have come out of this. You know, are you looking at other areas of potential revenue? You have to look at that. I'm working with a client right now who has a proprietary business in the sports field, but their marketing has not been what I would call top drawer. And we have found some opportunities that they have overlooked that will help them dramatically increase their business and their cash flow. All right, what research has been done regarding the potential of other markets? Again, have you been asking the questions? That those other markets could be geographic markets. There may be other markets for your products and services that you haven't thought about yet. You know, you need to look at this thing. It's constantly challenging your thinking and encouraging those who work with you to help challenge their thinking. I built in a thing I call the jackass clause. I tell people, if you think I'm acting like a jackass, I expect you to tell me. And if I can't defend myself, then I probably am a jackass. But the key is, if you encourage people to speak up with the idea that they can provide a beneficial point of view, a perspective, it can certainly help you. All right. What is your corporate philosophy toward your customer? And does the customer know it? Is it clear? Does every employee and as well as a customer know it? Now, I'm absolutely amazed how many people have a business where they don't really, in a sense, look at the customer and have a very positive relationship building aspect with that customer. And that sets the thing that sets you aside from others. Customer service today is declining. Well, when it's declining, there we have a problem, which becomes an opportunity by increasing the quality of your customer service. So there's a lot of things that you need to be looking at. How much of your marketing budget is for lead generation? Is it enough to get the results that you desire? Oh, you have to think about that, especially if you're in the business-to-business area. How much of your business market do you want in the next 5 years? Have you thought that out? Have you said that? Are your plans optimistic, realistic, or not yet defined? These are things that are key, you know, to building your business, and you need to look at this and see what fits your area. Now, as Peter Drucker, the great management consultant, said, "My greatest strength as a consultant is to be ignorant and ask a few questions." And I can tell you there are times I know I'm ignorant, and because I ask a lot of questions, I am looking to see what can I do, you know, to help my customers, help my clients, you know, outthink their competition, find ways to be more effective for less expense. There's a whole range of things. And one of those things that I look at is, how can I help clients be more effective in their business. And there are things that I run across from time to time that I feel, you know, is effective that I should make the client be familiar with. One of those is equipment, especially for the small business. We have, are happy to have very much, a sponsor named VTech. VTech basically provides a four-line small business phone system. They're, you know, this new four-line business phone system, it's the perfect solution for small business owners. You know, those that need to install a phone system that has the quality and features that usually were only available for companies with bigger budgets. This new system that VTech has is affordable and easy to install, so you can have a four-line system in your operation. Now, the four-line small business phone system components include the main console with the option of expandable cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets, and speakerphones. And it allows the system to grow alongside a business up to 10 extensions. And expanding the system is a complete breeze. Need to add an extra desk set? Not a problem. With the touch of a button, a small business owner with minimal IT experience, and that defines me, can wirelessly register up to 9 expandable components. And because they register wirelessly, the expandable components can be located anywhere there is a power source, since only the console requires a phone line. This gives a small business owner, which is our basic audience that we're talking about here, the freedom to move around. No need to plan your workstations around phone lines or Ethernet drops. In addition to the use and simple installation, the VTech 4-line small business phone system also comes equipped with a number of advanced features, such as auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every extension, full duplex speakerphones, music on hold, power failure operations, six-way conferencing. The VTech 4-line small business phone system is something worthwhile exploring, and you can explore it. It's available in stores like Office Depot, Office Max, and Staples, but you can also check it out online at www.vtechphones.com. It's smart equipment for smart marketers, and you should check it out thoroughly. All right. I do want to talk about one other thing that may be of interest to you, and that is the fact that I am available to do workshops, webinars, and speak to groups of potential customers. And if you're interested in that, contact me at marketingsmartly@AOL.com. All right, let's continue on. And I want to take another one of those smart thoughts for smart thinkers that I talked about. And think about this, because this is just such a natural thought. And it comes by someone named Bertha von Suttner. After the verb to love, to help is the most beautiful verb in the world. And what that really means from a business point of view is to be willing to share your experience and knowledge with others not only benefits them, but the community you participate within enhances you as a human being. So, you know, keep these things in mind. All right. Let's go on and cover some more information, some more topics. I mentioned the thing, I said I ran across an article on 7 tips to avoid spam filter. So let me run that by you. I found it interesting because the spam, well, all of us, we get so much email in there. And you want to make sure that your emails that you send don't end up in the spam. And what this article basically points out is spam filters rank incoming emails using a point system according to the intent of the message. That's it, according to what you put in the message, the content. If a message has enough red flags across a certain points threshold, off to the spam folder it goes. So don't let your important emails languish in the recipient's junk mail folder. Here are the red flag items you need to avoid. Now, don't use salesy phrases like once in a lifetime opportunity, huge discounts, or buy now. Use exclamation points very, very sparingly. Don't cut and paste HTML from a Word document into an email. Word uses rather sloppily, rather sloppy HTML coding, which spam filters hate. If you need to copy text from a Word document, paste it into a text editor like WordPad or Notepad first, which will then remove the HTML that Word automatically inserts. Don't use the word test in the subject line. While this usually isn't enough in and of itself to flag a message as spam, it might be enough to push it over the scoring threshold if the message has other red flags. And do not write in all caps. It's a breach of email etiquette and a dead giveaway for spammers. Avoid colored fonts, especially bright greens, yellow, and reds. And lastly, don't send HTML emails that consist only of an image with little or no text. I hope that helps you in trying to eliminate entrance into the spam folder. All right. I want to cover some more points that I think would be beneficial to you. I'll go over this fairly quickly. Now, what's the main reason people buy? Is it always price? Well, price alone rarely succeeds. People buy benefits. And that is a thing that is extremely important to understand. When communicating to your audience, you got to answer the WIFM question, WIIFM. What's in it for me? And that is key. That is key to thing. You need to clearly express to your customer the benefits they're going to gain from working with you. You know, the difference between features and benefits. A feature is part of something that distinguishes. A benefit is something that has a good effect or promotes well-being. So smart marketing is when you combine both in your communication message. So you really want to think things through and be very, very careful that you are delivering benefits. How do you learn what your customer feels important? How about asking them? So there's all these opportunities there. I want to leave you with another thought, another one of the smart thoughts that I mentioned earlier. The whole idea of quotations, they are very succinct, and they really make a very, very strong point. So this is one that Ben Franklin said. The key is to be humble to superiors is a duty. To equals, courtesy. To inferiors, nobleness. In other words, how you treat people will greatly determine the degree of your success. All right, keep in mind, we want to hear from you. I want you to visit our LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkings Forum, Fearless Marketers and Celebrities for Marketing, and email me at marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, at AOL.com. Please spread the word about this show. Let us hear what you like, And if you'd like to be a guest and have things that you can share, let me hear from you. Take care.